Since 1981, Unbound has connected people like you with families worldwide on their self-directed paths out of poverty. A brighter future is possible for these families when we all walk together. Sponsor a child today, and you'll help a family take the first steps on their path. Change their future in just one click. Start walking with your new friend today at unbound.org/walk.
So welcome to the Screwtape Letters podcast, Confronting Evil in Our Time. I'm Ian Faith.
And I'm Galen Belinsky.
And we've got some exciting news about what the future holds. We've been doing all of the 31 letters that C.S. Lewis wrote within the Screwtape Letters, plus the introduction. We didn't really cover the Toast from Hell, because I think that's more something that... It doesn't lend all of the ideas around confronting evil that the letters do. The letters are very specific around the influences mm-hmm. within
doesn't
the world.
Doesn't have quite the universal reach or application, but yeah.
Yeah, but for the future, this isn't going to be the end of it once these 31 letters are done. We're planning on a book called Confronting Evil in Our Time, where we're actually going to take all of the learnings that we had from these letters and put together the most amazing book. We're looking for input from our audience, you, our audience. And, you know, that's going to be coming probably early next year, but we're really excited about that. And we just wanted to let you know about it. So in advance, you can get involved. If you have ideas on things that we maybe missed in a specific letter, you can come in and tell us, hey guys, you need to go in and cover this mm-hmm. as well.
Yeah, it really has been incredible. When we started this, we thought, oh, there's 31 letters, so we'll do like an intro and then intro episode and then the 31. And as I started this and was thinking through it and the few people I shared it with, I said, oh yeah, it'll be a closed body of work. It'll just be those 31 episodes and then it'll be done. Well, now that we're getting into it, and it's getting some pretty decent attention and traction.
It's great.
Because we have not pushed, we've done zero marketing.
This has been all organic.
I mean, yeah, we have done absolutely nothing. And we're not only having a lot of fun with it, but seeing it does have a lot of impact. So just want to take an opportunity to say, once these 31 initial episodes are done, we are going to continue it.
Yep.
There's some special content, doing a lot more follow-up questions. Maybe we will get into the Toast as well. You know, we got a lot of time into the future.
That's
but
right.
Just want to share that we are going to do it, probably even do a remastering or going back and re-recording the episode with more guests at a deeper level of insight.
And maybe a video version as well.
Yeah, probably maybe up the production quality a little bit, but run through them again, because again, the whole point of this is that it was a timeless, it's timeless wisdom, you know, for timely events.
Yeah.
So we'll definitely keep the content coming out. There's no end of what could be done studying the concepts of evil in the world today, fighting the demonic, C.S. Lewis's writings in the Screwtape podcast. So we'll be doing quite a bit from there.
So I want to tell our audience about the remastering of the letters. There's a lot of average quality versions of John Cleese's recording out there. There's not much you can do with the original except for enhance it, which I went in and did.
Okay.
So I edited each of the letters up individually and enhanced them. So it makes it more of an enjoyable listening experience. So we call it remastering. So we've remastered everyone. They're available at screwtapeletterspodcast.com. Go on there, go to the extra content section, and you can actually listen to each one of those. And then we're going to make them available everywhere and back into the universe. William O'Flaherty did an amazing job getting us three of the letters we mm-hmm. couldn't find.
Mm-hmm.
I thought we were going to have to narrate the things ourselves, but we found John Cleese's version, and that was thrilling to know that we actually have the complete set, because everywhere I look online, it's the abridged version.
Right.
And these ones are missing.
For whatever reason.
But no one knows why they left the... Other than, I think William had this idea that it was because of the cassette tapes.
Yeah, had to keep them on the right length because originally it would have been released on a cassette, and you're kind of limited time-wise, so he thinks they might have had to just pick three to cut. You know, went on the cutting room floor, but somehow they went from the cutting room floor to William's inbox.
Which is
hard drive. So.
Yeah, I know how that happens. Amazing. I searched far and wide for those, so that's great. And then as we're going, we're going to bring more guests on as well. We're going to get this involved with more guests. The idea of us actually going out and doing some public speaking as well and doing maybe a live show of the Screwtape Letters and make it interactive with people.
Right.
Because I think this is the sort of idea that encourages conversations. I would love to hear that a Bible study took this concept and started to apply it to their own lives about how can we fight evil within our world today.
Yeah, I think one of my hearts is, as a guy who's been in ministry and working at the church that I've been at for the past several years, just seeing such a strong emphasis on activating men.
Yep.
I mean, and again, not knocking any churches. I think all churches are out trying to do the work of the ministry, trying to preach the gospel, but to specifically activate men to stand up in culture and be salt and light. Men need to step up and realize that there is a lot of evil out there in the world. What can we do to not just let it run rampant in the culture? So it's been a great podcast, and are really excited to see there's a lot that we can do. So we're gonna pursue a lot of ideas, leave a little bit in the open hand, see where the Lord leads, but pretty excited to definitely keep it going. Originally thought I was going to stop at 31 episodes. I don't know why we ever thought that. 100% not going to do that. So,
you know, and what's amazing as well is as we grow this, we're getting contacted by sponsors.
Yes.
This is the next part of this growth, is that to bring on brands, and we're not going to sponsor with brands that we don't agree with their philosophy.
Right.
We've already agreed on that. They have to have the heart of God as a sponsor for us to partner with. But the whole idea is to help us grow it even more. If we get the right sponsors, now we can work with them to spread the news even further. And if they have a mission behind what they're doing, to help spread their mission as well. And maybe even take this to radio. So we've even been talking about the whole idea of taking this to Christian radio, making it an open conversation on Christian radio. So the future's pretty bright.
Excited to see what comes.
Yeah.
But thank you again to all of our listeners, our guests, potential sponsors, the people that we've been speaking to. We would love to hear from any and all of you. Again, if you have thoughts, comments, questions, observations,
ScrewtapeLettersPodcast.com. Get on there, subscribe, become part of the journey with us, and we will see you next time on the Screwtape Letters Podcast, Confronting Evil in Our Time.